escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the 50th pick of the 2024 MLB draft, the Boston Red Sox select Peyton Tolley, a left-handed pitcher from TCU.
All right, Craig Breslow and company cooking on this pick.
1 year after he was drafted, 2 months after he makes his major league debut, Paul Skene starts the All-Star game.
High leg kick from Tolley, and he struck him out swinging with a changeup.
Renat and a swing and a miss and a high fastball, and that is back-to-back K's for Skene's.
And he just struck out against Peyton Tolley. Reached back and fired 97.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome to a very special afternoon at Fenway Park. WEEI Afternoons in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Special show for a lot of reasons. Some people might think we're going to talk about Peyton Tolley and his debut against Paul Skene's, but also the guy sitting in the studio with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Ted looks different.
Ted shrunk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone knows that voice. That's Rob Bradford, Brad Foe. Baseball isn't boring, and that means if he's here, I have a read for our friends at McFarland. McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. You want to yell it?
McFarland. Come on, Fitzy.
McFarland.
There it is. Look at all these big. Come on, everybody out
let's
here.
Let's go, McFarland. Hey, McFarland.
All right,
McFarland.
Let's go.
I mean, it was a launching.
McFarland. Go.
Okay, that's enough chanting from you. Right. But Brad Foe's in for the first hour here, because Dan Ball and Ted Johnson are off today. And it is indeed a big day at Fenway Park, as I mentioned. Peyton Tolley will make his MLB debut against Paul Skene's, even though there was that little hint of confusion at the end of our show yesterday when our buddy Tim Healy with the Boston Globe was like, well, it could be Harrison trying to be a wet blanket and rain on our parade, Brad Foe. But nope.
No.
We're getting Peyton Tolley.
It was always going to be Tolley.
Well, it was always Tolley. See, that's what we thought it thought too. I don't know why we took the Healy cheese.
Well, here's the thing, is that Tolley is the guy that they think actually can pitch the rest of the season here.
Ooh.
Right? So it's,
is that like six starts?
Yeah. So when you talk about the best version of what you're going to have this guy coming up, and it is. I am so looking forward to this. Before I go, don't you think this is the hottest ticket of the season tonight?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you. You have as much perspective as anyone. You've been here a quarter of a century.
No, I mean,
comings, goings, debuts, rivalries.
I mean,
this is a big deal.
Ken Laird walked into the studio with an ice pack under his belt.
Yeah, but, like, you know, in fairness, like, he did say
excited.
Farewell to Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. You know, he's a huge, huge, huge.
You can't, like, when we were talking about it yesterday, Brad Foe, you can't think of a bigger matchup, and there is no better way to me. This is literally grabbing all 6'6", 250 jacked up pounds of Peyton Tolley by the ankle and dipping him in the River Fenway Styx. He's going up against the best pitcher in the National League, who is basically...
Who is also, by the way, 6 foot six.
6 foot six,
and dipping him in whatever river you're talking about. Yeah. But yeah, 6 foot six. And coming out with the exact same mustache.
Yeah, because
it is weird.
Mustache. They're both jacked up. They're both giants. He's, you know, Skeens is righty Toley. Toley is lefty Skeens. Like, this is awesome.
Can I just tell you?
Hardos, too, which I like.
Yeah.
And also and out there.
The hardest. Former two-way players, both of them.
Yep.
And I to set the scene here a little bit, when I was walking down here, I looked out on the field, and you can't obviously miss Skeens, right? I mean, he's gigantic. He's wearing this cut-off.
Sun's out, guns out.
Right, cut off. I mean, there's a reason why Livy Dunn's dating him, right?
Is she going to be here?
Well, that's who knows.
When you leave here, Bradford, that's your assignment.
Listen, yep. I'm just saying that Cooper Boardman might have a connection for a third inning appearance in the broadcast booth.
Oh,
Or may not. I don't know. Ooh. Who knows? But so I'm walking down here and I look out in the field.
Someone will have to restrain Douglas.
Yeah. there's this massive guy, this Skeens, standing on the mound at Fenway, getting the lay of the land there. Then he walks over and he walks around, and he walks across the field, walks to the dugout, checks out that mound. And so I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm running down. I'm like, I'm going to watch this guy roam around the bowels of Fenway Park because he just went into the bowels of Fenway Park. And I don't blame him because he's probably never been to Fenway Park.
This is history for him.
It's history. But then he disappeared. But that's okay. That's okay. I mean, I actually thought maybe he was coming down here to pop on the show. Why
That'd
not?
Be great.
He was literally walking in this direction. So why not?
Damn it.
But that was a scene because you forget, as iconic as this guy has become, and he has become iconic, this is a first for him. He is still only 23 years old. Peyton Toley is 22 years old. This is, for these guys, this is what is great. This is a great night for baseball, and I sincerely mean that, where you have, not only do you have two young pitchers, the guy who's done it at a historic rate since he was called up for the last year, but now one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, but also, guys, the image that they portray, to your point, Fitzy, the image that they portray is something.
It's striking. No, this
it's
is
striking.
The word I chose for tonight is this is a dynamic night for Fenway Park, the Red Sox, and baseball. This is exactly the kind of matchup you would want to see at any time. This is exactly, for me, somebody who believes that Peyton Toley has a chance to be the 2025 version of 2008 David Price for these potentially playoff-bound Red Sox. There's no better way to get this kid galvanized for a big moment than by saying, hey, NBD, your first start is going to be a Friday night against the best righty in the National League, who's like a mirror version of you. That's how you get him ready and tune him up for the postseason.
And by the way, Toley, once he gets past the start, you're going to understand he has an unbelievable personality, a great personality, a great guy to talk to. I mean, I went down and interviewed him, and you could tell, like, he just wants to have fun. Like, he just wants to have fun. He talked about the whole thing about how his mustache is inspired by Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck, how he dressed up as Magnum P.I. 6 years ago, and then nobody knew what he was because he just showed up with these high-riding khaki shorts with a Hawaiian shirt, and everyone's like, these high school kids were like, what are you doing? What's happening? I'm like, a Magnum P.I. So this guy is just such a great personality. He's also... You know, having to interview a lot of these young players, unfortunately, a lot of them, you hear the same sort of tone and tenor, and they're going through the rookie development program, and they're available, and they're nice, but they're saying the same things. This guy is not going to say the same thing, and I really, really looking forward to this guy's run here.
So put it in perspective. You know, I'm being serious when I say you've seen everything basically that's happened to the Red Sox over the last quarter century, Fenway Park, everything that's here. Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves? Because this is a guy who's trying to do something that's kind of ridiculously impressive to go boom, 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 right up the ladder, one season, not even his second full season, first full season in pro baseball, go from A to this, Paul Skeens, Fenway Park. Oh, no, not to mention, you're, you know, streaking toward a playoff spot, you're chasing a division leader, you're playing good baseball, and this isn't just a one-off and you're going back down because somebody needed an extended rest. This is... Yeah, we might want to make you part of this baseball team heading toward the postseason.
So I guess there's two ways to answer that. In the here and the now, it's absolutely a moment that we should remember, right? I mean, I remember covering for the Boston Herald, I remember covering Clay Buchholz versus Roger Clemens. And Clay Buchholz was the top pitching prospect for the Red Sox, and he was going up against Roger Clemens, who was on a rehab assignment. That was a big moment. That was something that everybody in that minor league park, they could not hold the amount of media that were there. So in that moment, now going forward, I think, okay, Clay Buchholz versus an old Roger Clemens. Oh, well. We don't know what Peyton Tolley is going to become, but we do know in the here, the now, this is what we have. We have the most, I'm going to say it like, other than Shohei Ohtani, the dynamic player in baseball, the one guy, and guys, this will scratch right where you itch, where it is, we want those players where you said, I got the Pedro ticket, I got the Roger ticket, I got the whatever ticket, and those guys are dwindling and dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. But Paul Skeens is absolutely one of those guys. Absolutely. So you have that guy, one of the most recognizable, popular players in the game who hasn't skipped a beat. He hasn't barely had any bad starts since he's got up here against what we know of Peyton Tolley. We don't know what we're going to know of Peyton Tolley. Might be different tomorrow than it is today, but what we have right now is one of the biggest pitching prospects in baseball. On top of it all, as we said before, the iconic image of the two. I mean, I don't think you can ignore this. Like, we've seen players go up against each other, pitchers go up against each other, like Buchholz and Clemens, whatever. But people should soak this in, where you're going to see two guys, 23 or under, 6'6", 260 pounds, you know, on the with these huge mustaches going up against each other. This is a night to remember.
They're going to probably have to do like a jersey swap after the game as well, because this could be such an iconic night. Any chance that Tolley, after he hits the mound tonight, may be able to audition for edge rusher for the Patriots?
Oh, right?
Because they're just cutting guys left and right down in Foxborough.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know if he'd be quick enough for that.
No,
He does sort of see
a fullback. I've been looking for a fullback for a while now.
Six foot six fullback.
Absolutely.
And Andy, he looks like he has either like the gumption or the DGAF to do it. Because am I wrong? Is he a little bit like left-handed Kenny Powers?
Oh yeah, there's some interesting aspects to his personality.
What?
Eastbound and down, just like
I know. I'm very familiar with Kenny Powers. There's a lot to pick through there. First of all, let's be honest. Like,
his mind.
I'm trying to think of like the way he throws and who's played Kenny Powers? What's his name?
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. I heard him on the podcast talking. He's like, I barely knew how to throw a baseball, and you can tell when Kenny Powers
terrible.
So not the same throwing motion. But no, I would say the Kenny Powers comp is more the Beckett of the world going back then. But no, I don't think he's like that. But I'll come back to it. He has a personality. He still, to this day, or to this moment right now this year, he has the best quote of anyone who's given me this all year, which is when I ask, hey, listen, you're close to the majors. He's like, yeah, I'm close to the carrot. I can smell the carrot. I'm like, you can smell the carrot. He's like, I can smell the carrot. Like, what a great line. I don't even know if carrots can smell, I have no idea.
The carrots have an odor.
I don't know.
How strong an odor?
It's usually sweet.
Is it?
A sweet carrot.
We actually brought it up. Carrot. We brought it up on the Baseballs and Boring show, and a farmer called in to give us
the deep dive breakdown.
Yeah. Now we have an official farmer of Baseballs and Boring.
617-779-7937. How excited are you for the Peyton Tolley debut Fenway Park tonight? Assuming Mother Nature, the only one who could screw it up, doesn't screw it up. There is obviously some rain and some storms forecast, but hopefully we get Paul Skeens versus Peyton Tolley. Last week, Bradfo, there was a quote, I think I read it in the Globe, about Peyton Tolley from Craig Breslow saying, we don't believe the moment will be too big for him, or the stage, something to that effect. Do you believe that? Is everything you've seen? Obviously, we can see the numbers in the production, but there's going to be a little different, but it's Friday. It's Fenway Park.
Friday's different.
Could be a rain delay. They could be extra lubed up by the time he takes the mound. Lord only knows what happens here. Is he ready for this spot?
Friday night's pour beer on your face night.
Nice. Let's go. Stone Cold style?
Why is that different from Monday to Thursday?
It's a little bit more. It's that meme of the kid in the bleachers and the Bogarts home run. That's like everybody at Friday night. And it's great, right? Every time, and this was a difference that Fenway has become, I think, over the last few months, and I said this to Cora, which is, listen, and you said this on your guys' show, before, every time he would say, oh, that crowd was great, it was always a Friday night crowd.
Yep.
And now he talks about this sellout against Kansas City on Monday, and people are actually showing up for things more than bobblehead nights. They're actually here to pay attention to the game. So in terms coming back to Toley, I mean, I don't know. All we have to go by, he wasn't great in his first inning at AAA. Do you want to use that? That's fine, because after that, he was nails. It's impossible to tell. But I will say this, when he gets out there, he is going to be throwing harder. It is physically impossible not to throw harder than you always have in the past. You get the third deck, you get the crowd, you were pitching before many, many more people than you ever have. This whole thing now is just, here's the thing, Peyton, here's my advice to you if he's listening. Of course he is. By the way, I just saw Just Nixon, Dirk Garcia get into an Uber, so I'm probably, he's
gone.
That's it.
Yeah, I imagine Abreu's acting.
So, always remember that's
the password now known as the expense account.
And so now I get to ask him, what do you talk to your Uber driver about? But I would say this to Peyton Toley. Forget about everything else. Throw strike one on every batter. That's it. If he has a fastball down the middle, throw strike one to every batter. That's it. There you go.
Okay. Now, we talked about it yesterday. In a lot of ways, we're all going to fixate on Peyton Toley. Making his debut, this is great. The real pressure is on the guys batting 1-9 against Paul Skeens, right? Yeah. They got to score some runs. They've only scored, what, three runs the last 2 days, a couple nice wins there. What is the Roman Anthony, for example? Speaking of guys that made debuts, lived up to the hype, all of a sudden Roman Anthony, who a lot of people think is an MVP candidate for the next 10 years in Major League Baseball, is going against Paul Skeens, a Cy Young candidate for the next 10 years in Major League Baseball. Is this lineup ready for Paul Skeens?
No, because no lineup.
No lineup.
This poor guy. No lineup has been ready for Paul Skeens.
He's 8-9 with a 2 ERA. Yeah. That is criminal.
I think criminal. I think the most hits he's given up is 7 in a game.
He's got a 0.9 ERA as well. But speaking of 0.9, the whole entire notion, Brad.
You didn't think you'd say when you woke up this morning.
Yeah. The idea that Peyton Toley has only pitched 9 minor league games in Double A and Triple A on his way up here, is he the most well suited of any pitcher to not even throw more than 3 Triple A games and get the call up to the majors?
Yeah, because I think this is the way baseball is going, and there's been obvious other examples. I talked to Garrett Crochet about this. Garrett Crochet didn't pitch in any minor league games before he got to the majors. He was drafted partly because of the COVID chaos, but in 2020 he was drafted. He went to the alternate site. He was good there. As he said, I was pumping 100 and I was the shiny new object, so they called me up and he appeared in the postseason that time. There's other examples of this. David Price, he pitched in 5 regular season games. Before he got called up, before he hit the playoffs. There's plenty of examples like this. We're seeing it more and more and more and more. I don't know if it's lightning in the bottle or if these guys are just ready, whatever it is. But as we sit here right now, it is hard to imagine that there is a better option for the 2025 Boston Red Sox for this spot in the rotation than this guy. Maybe it doesn't work out. I don't know. But with all the information we have, including even with the experience factor, you got to think that he is the best option, because if he is good, like the kid Nolan McLean, who's just dealing for the Mets after being dropped into the rotation, if he's that good, then you got this run now, and then potentially you got an impactful guy in the pen in the postseason.
So do you think that is the plan and the hope, that he ends up in the bullpen for the postseason? What are best case scenario and like most realistic scenario for this to play out?
Well, if they didn't have 3 guys, which, you know, I think that they're pretty confident in 3 guys in a rotation, they would say, well, it maybe catches fire and he makes a start. Maybe he does. But I think the more realistic scenario, if Peyton Toley's good and he shows he belongs, then you have Crochet, Bayo, Giolito as your postseason starters. And normally you might not need a 4 starter. And then you put him in the bullpen and you do the David Price thing where you come in, which I thought they were going to do all along. I mean, he's that type of guy. He's the big guy with a good fastball. You bring him in, just throw strikes, get the guy out, come in with the bases loaded against J.D. Drew and game 7 of the ALCS and strike him out. That's all you got to do.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about Peyton Toley making his debut at Fenway Park tonight against the Pirates and Paul Skeens? Red Sox have won 7 of their last 8 games on the road trip. Return to Fenway, where they've been awesome all year. It is a Friday night, so that means it might be something special. And I'm a big believer that if you're special, you're special. That'll answer your question, Fitzy. If he has it, if Peyton Tolley is what everybody's talking about, he doesn't go out there and fall on his face tonight. I think special, like I go back to LeBron James, straight out of high school, and it was like 19 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, and you're like, oh, yeah, this guy's everything they said he was.
And I think in football, you know, I'm trying to think of the comp in football because I don't think necessarily it's apples to apples with quarterbacks. We saw that with Peyton Manning, right?
Right.
It takes a while because a quarterback is the most complex position in all of sports.
It's a wee bit more complex.
Right, but
no, this is the guy on the mound who doesn't have to worry about anybody but throw balls.
But you guys know this, is that you've also seen wide receivers, running backs, edge rushers.
Yep.
All these guys are like, that guy's it, man.
Absolutely. It. I mean, the Patriots are hoping Travion Henderson took the opening kickoff of the preseason for a touchdown, and everybody's like, oh, did they get one of those guys that's going to be everybody's raging rookie running back in fantasy football and all that? 617-779-7937. We're talking about the arrival of Peyton Tolley, but we also have to talk.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talk about a departure from your New England Patriots, a surprising departure. They continue to mess with the roster. We thought Mike Vrabel wanted to make the roster better. On the surface, it looks like he made it worse today. We'll tell you all about Jabril Peppers, who was a surprise cut. Why was he cut? What's he doing on social media? What are his former teammates doing on social media? That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Nick Fitzy Stevens has what's trending.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.